right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Brotherhood Podcast. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Easter. Whether you stayed in town, went to see family, I hope it was a wonderful time of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Today, we're going to be looking at Matthew 5, verse 48. Let me read it for us real quick. It says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Something really important as we study Scripture, as you study Scripture on your own, is that you cannot take a verse out of context, which implies you must know the context of the passage. Now, Matthew, the entire book of Matthew, the first gospel, everything is intertwined together. So there is not just one small thing. Everything is said, and then you can understand a deeper meaning of what Matthew is trying to convey here by understanding the context of what it's around it. So for us, we're going to read 43 through 48. It says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward would you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that?" And then verse 48, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." All right, what does this mean? What do we need to observe? The first thing is in verse 44, love. Love your enemies. Well, what is love, and whom do I most commonly give it to? Well, for me, I most commonly, and probably for you, people in general, we give it to the people that we love. That is a limited number, meaning my family, my extended family, my close and extended friends, people I hear at Covenant, in my church, people that I know and are acquaintances with. If I have your number in my phone, odds are I have a good relationship with you. I love you as a person, as a human being. Well, we need to understand then that there is an imperative of loving your enemies, those who are against you. We can look at Matthew 22:37 through 40 and understand that love is a narrative that goes all throughout Matthew, and it's actually love is the fulfilling law of Matthew. That's more of a theological understanding of what that is, but it's this binding attachment all the way through the book of Matthew that love is the law of God. Dr. Brewer, who's actually one of my professors at the seminary that I attend, put it like this. He said, "Love finds its motivation not in the prior attitude of the other, but in God's attitude towards all. Therefore, we can look at be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect, through the lens of love. Therefore, I am loved based on God's attitude towards me and towards others, not the circumstances. Enemies and enemies are circumstantial. Things happen that cause me to be enemies with someone else, and I am to look at others according to their heavenly worth and those whose image they have been made in. So that really helps us begin to understand the context, but it goes even deeper than that. The word perfect in Greek is teleios, T-E-L-E-I-O-S, teleios. Has this idea of being complete. Now, to understand an even deeper context and kind of a different side to the story of how to understand the word teleios or be perfect, we need to go to 5:20, Matthew 5, verse 20. It says, "For I tell you that unless," and this is kind of, by the way, this is kind of an opening part of the section that leads to this conclusionary and climactic statement, "Therefore, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Verse 20 says, "For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." If I can be honest, guys, I have struggled with this. What does this mean? I don't understand what Jesus is trying to say here. And it means that if you live your life by the letter of the law, that you are trying to just obey only exactly what the law says, then you're missing the purpose of the law. And that's why it says the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, well, they're the historical, in the biblical mindset, they're the rule followers. They're the people who are dotting their I's and crossing their T's. What Jesus is saying here, that following the law to a T isn't God's goal for us. Jesus is trying to help us understand that it is the heart of the law, this idea of exceeding righteousness that he wants us to grasp here. Therefore, we see the word perfect being related to this idea of righteousness that exceeds the law. So this undivided compliance, therefore, we can look at the word perfect and actually begin to understand it as an undivided compliance to God's will. The word undivided here is very important for us to think back on what is competing for our will that is not allowing our will to be fully devoted to Jesus. Now, finally, looping our way, we have some context. We have some other passages that have really helped us be able to understand when it's talking about exceeding righteousness or love and who am I loving to and what is this love ethic that needs to be there. We got to look at the word teleos again. Like I said, perfect, complete, whole, fully grown. A lot of us like a partial version of being a Christian. I admit to this, guys, and I'm sure you can look at this and do it as well. We, for much of our life, if not even currently right now, enjoy being a partial Christian. I like God and I enjoy being a Christian, but I want to keep a safe distance from me, sometimes from God, in order for me to be able to have fun. God wants all of you, brother, and wants a complete dedication from you, just as God is completely and wholly dedicated to you. The joke around Easter for church staff is it's one of the biggest weekends of the year. It's kind of the Super Bowl in regards to church attendance. Everybody and their mom is here. You see people you haven't seen in a long time. And then the next weekend, everything's kind of back to normal because you had these partial Christians who believe that I'll come to church on Easter and I'm good. That is not what Jesus is asking us to do. Jesus is not looking for partial followers, but for complete, whole followers. Brother, resist the urge this Easter to be part of cultural Christianity that holds back part of your life for yourself. Give yourself wholly and perfectly to God, for he has given himself up perfectly and wholly and completely for you. Because as we've just celebrated, when we give him ourselves, our full selves, what happens in us is resurrection. You cannot get to resurrection, though, without there being a death. You can't get to Resurrection Sunday without first having to pass Friday. You cannot get to the place of fully dedicating yourself to Jesus and living into the resurrection he has for you without a full and complete death. So be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. How do we understand this? I believe it means it indicates completeness or wholeness in the scope of love, just as Christ and our Heavenly Father has complete teleos towards you in the scope of love. He loves you completely and desires for you to be completely his as well. Brothers, I hope this week was encouraging. It was a much deeper, inductive style Bible study into Matthew 5:48. I hope it was encouraging to you. I hope you grew. I hope you learned. And I hope that you'll share this podcast with someone that might need to hear this today. We'll see you soon. Thank you.